You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 183. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. I'm an artist and creative business mentor in Los Angeles, California, talking all things life, creativity, and business intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening, and today is a very special episode. Number one in a new series on my journey to motherhood, and this episode is dedicated to all the women who may be struggling on that journey. Just know that you are not alone. I see you, I support you, and today I am thinking of you and celebrating you. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here on a special Sunday edition of the Creative Thursday podcast. If you are already a listener of the Creative Thursday podcast, then you know today's episode is the first in a new series related to a very personal part of my story. It is episode one of my fertility story, my journey to motherhood. So first, if you are listening to Creative Thursday because you tune in for life, creativity, and business, this is very much life focused. I do share with you what the topic is, of course, right at the top. So you can decide to join me on this journey or not. But if you have no connection to going through infertility challenges or wanting to be a parent or a mother, I invite you to tune in anyway. And I'll talk to you in just a moment about why it is that I want to record this story now, why I want to share it, because it's all related. These are challenges and personal experiences that are very much a part of my business world, the art I make. It's just a huge piece of my life. And I've felt like for years I've been holding back on this because, spoiler alert, I am not sitting here with my family in the traditional sense of the word, and we're going to go into that as well. But I do not have a baby in my arms. I am not pregnant. I have not adopted a child. I am here. Me. I do have Pepita and Maymay in the studio with me. But spoiler alert, this isn't a story from someone who has made it to the other side of this journey yet. And there's a reason that I am sharing this with you now. Before I get into all of that, let me just immediately say that on this Mother's Day, May 2020, this podcast episode is dedicated to all the women who want to be mothers, to all the men and women who want to be parents, to all the women who have had their own struggles and challenges on this journey, who maybe decided that being a mother in this way was not for them after all, for all who made it through the challenges and found their family. It's dedicated to anyone that has had any experience with this journey. I'm thinking of you. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now. And let's do this, shall we? Okay. First, my check-in with myself. Am I recording this from the right space? And my checklist is, and I promise to do this checklist every time I come on and talk about this topic in particular, do I feel like I'm in the right place? Do I feel like I tapped into some joy today? Did I do some meditation and or yoga? Did I find my center and my balance before I turned the microphone on? The answer is yes, yes, and yes. Do I feel totally uncomfortable at the beginning of this and feel trepidation about sharing this story? Yes. I'm honestly trying to understand why. I'll just be an observer to what that's about. And I'm sure as I move forward in sharing this series that I'm going to discover what that is, because it's not as if I haven't shared my fertility journey before. I have. I actually did an entire IVF live on Periscope. And by live, meaning I took it's a 2 to 3 week journey from the beginning of a cycle to when you find out if you are pregnant or not. And I took everybody with me on that journey. And I have to say for myself, that was brave. That was brave. And a number of you were with me during that time. You've been with me the entire time, and I really thank you, especially during that time, for the support that you offered me. So it wasn't pre-recorded like this. It was turning on a Periscope, if you remember Periscope. It's just a live stream. It was one of the first apps where you could live stream. I think it's still out there. I haven't checked in a while. And I just decided to go for it. And there are some really beautiful stories that have come out of that experience that I will share with you as we move forward. So I'm in the right place. I am feeling uncomfortable. My voice will probably try to crack a number of times throughout this, but so far, not too bad. And I also want to tell you, okay, so why do I want to tell this story? And this is the most important piece of this entire series. So listen in. What I've realized is that going through this journey, I clarified this on a previous intro episode, my teaser episode to the series. I call it my fertility journey. I don't really use the word infertility. Part of that is also because in some scientific ways, I am not infertile. I just don't connect with that word. To me, it is about becoming fertile in all of the different ways that you can, whether you conceive on your own, whether you conceive through scientific means, whether you conceive through adoption. And to me, it's all, in fact, it's sort of very nicely related to creativity. It's being fertile. It's just such a beautiful word and represents many things and is very symbolic in a lot of ways. So I like to connect with that word. But the reason that I want to share this now is because this journey has been the very reason that I have evolved in the way that I have as a person. The struggle with it. The challenge with this. And I realized I kept waiting. I was waiting. This is one of the reasons I haven't recorded this sooner, because I wanted to come to you and be a quote unquote success story. I have my baby now, and let me tell you how it worked for me. And I realized that maybe it's not so much about that as it is coming to tell you that I am a success story, and yet I haven't fulfilled this part of my dream and vision for my life, that to me, it is actually more powerful, a story. And this is why. Because we always have, fill in the blank, something we want. For many people, it's a relationship, a partnership. Maybe you want to build your own business. Maybe you want to get a dog or get a cat. I know sometimes people wait a while before they make these decisions, understandably so. And then, of course, maybe you too want to have a baby, want to start a family. whatever it is, you want a new job, you want a new house, you want a new car, whatever is currently on your wish list. You want to go on vacation to Hawaii. Oh, wait, that's me. That's me currently on the wish list. Whatever that is for you, you fill in the blank. You will get it. If you want it, you'll get it. If you believe you can have it and you are aligned with your desire, you will have it. Sometimes the timing isn't always what you wished for or anticipated, but everything I've wanted in my life, I have found my way to connecting with that desire. And what I've realized is that as soon as you get there, there's a new desire. You don't really forget. I still remember how much I wanted a relationship. I mean, really, really. That was one of the first, well, minus that time I wanted a Shar Pei. Do you remember those wrinkly dogs? When I was a teenager, I was desperate for a Shar Pei. It was the 80s, okay? I don't know where that came from, but I was obsessed. And then it transitioned into a relationship. And I remember that longing, and I still to this day appreciate the relationships I've had and currently have. I just really am a person who loves being in a partnership. So it makes sense, right? It is great when you fulfill your desires. It is very satisfying. And if you don't take a moment to appreciate them, so for all the moms where maybe this hasn't been a struggle or a challenge for you, take a moment and be thankful that it hasn't been, because this is no walk in the park for sure. So if you have been through the struggle, then I'm sure you know what I'm saying, where you might on certain days just say, wow, this happened for me. It worked for me. I know when it comes to fertility, a lot of times though, can feel so traumatic on many levels that our brain just kind of forgets it, which I think is also another reason why it's good for me to share this now while it's still in my mind. I haven't just closed off those memories. It's going to be a little awkward to pull some of them back, but I'm okay with that. And I'm still in it though, so I still have a touch point with all of that. So back to this point of when you have a desire and you fulfill it, it's wonderful. And then very often you sort of forget that you wanted it and you just kind of keep moving forward. And then I've realized for myself, as a very ambitious human on this planet, I definitely find joy in accomplishment. And so what happens if you're not accomplishing something that your body is meant to do just naturally, that happens for so many people, they don't even want to get pregnant? That's an interesting quandary for someone who has a personality like me. And I realized through this journey that I know it's trite. I know we say it all the time. It really is the journey. And I feel pretty joyful even without this part of my life being unfulfilled in this moment. And to me, that's the story that I want to share with you. Because there's always something, at least this is how I experience it, there's always something that will pull my attention. And if I allow it, the distance or the gap between where I currently am and where I want to be can pull me down. It's real simple. I can either focus on what I currently have, or I can continually feel like I'm falling short of some dream or desire or next goal in my business or next personal goal. And that's exhausting. It's an exhausting way to live your life because you never get to the finish line. And you really technically don't ever get to the finish line anyway. That's not really what it's about. That's why we're constantly reminding ourselves through the art making process, through building a business, through coming together with your life partner, through having your family, starting your family. It really is the journey. So I want to share this with you, and hopefully it is my intent to be an example of someone who feels joyful most of the time. Most of the time. I love this. I think I heard this from Brooke Castillo. I love her podcast. Her podcast might be the Life Coach School. She talks about life being 50-50. And it doesn't matter how much money is in your bank account, what you fulfilled in your life. It's just 50-50. Sometimes it's 50% great. Sometimes it's 50% not so great. So when I say I feel joyful most of the time, meaning I'm happy, I'm fulfilled. And the other reason I want to share this journey with you is that I want to acknowledge that there's a lot of pain here. And a lot of energy that gets directed to trying to, as I come to understand more about how the subconscious and the conscious mind work, I can understand how my brain is still trying to solve this. It thinks it's a problem. It's trying to solve it for me. And I wonder how much of my energy in the background of everything I am still able to accomplish is going to this journey. And I want to take you with me on this part of my journey as it happens. So let me move into a little bit. That's why I want to invite you to feel joyful as many times as you can on your way to what you want, no matter what that is for you. It may be, in this case, also wanting to start a family, and it may be any other dream that you have, because life is going by anyway. And if I had given up all of my energy to this over the last 20 years, I would have missed a lot. And yes, that is true. This journey starts almost exactly 20 years ago. So let me talk to you a little bit about what to expect with this series. What I expect in sharing this series, how this might, well, obviously it's related to Sean, and then we'll dive into the first part of this series. I don't have a plan for it. I have a couple of notes. It's going to be very intentionally conversational because I don't want to resist anything that comes up along the way. I don't mean to or intend to meander throughout the journey, but part of the reason I'm also sharing this is it's another form of self-expression for me. I feel that by opening up about this, I will find some healing as well. And before I go into what to expect, the reason I want to share it, as I just told you on this podcast, is because I want to be an example. Why do I want to do that? Let's quickly go to the next step. Because I want to help you. I want to support you. I realize that one of the very obvious reasons I'm not sharing this is because I'm afraid of being judged. And it's not just here. That's just something I carry around with me. I think most humans do. You may relate, but to what degree? And what I've been working on, both personally and professionally, is to let that shit go. Like, by the way, I may be swearing more throughout this. I'll mark the explicit language button so you can know, but I don't really bleep those words. And sometimes I use them, not a ton, but sometimes it's going to work for me. So I'm just going to give you a heads up. I'll give you more of a heads up of where we're going also in just a moment. Stay with me. But I don't want to care about that anymore, because what I have realized, especially in this past year, is that when I think about the person that this episode may help, there is absolutely no reason I wouldn't share. The only reason I wouldn't share is when I think about the person who's going to judge me or send me some long email with their opinions about my story and what I should do, which we're going to get to that in just a moment. Or someone who may react negatively. But we know this, right? Let's all say it together. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, there will continually be someone who has an opinion about it. You'll have an opinion about it. It just happens. We're humans. It's more important to me. It's becoming more important to me that I share what I can with you, which is also why I came back to teaching and I'm now doing way more coaching. It is more important to me that I provide an opportunity that may, and when I say help you, this is what I mean, bring some comfort to you, soothe you if you're going through this, give you permission to feel all that you're feeling around it, remind you you are not alone. And on a very basic educational level, I've been through a lot on this journey. I may save you a ton of money, pain, and treatments you don't need, which is kind of massive. If I could go back in time and I knew some of what I know now, it would have saved me a lot of pain and money, to be honest. So these are the primary reasons. Now let me move back to what to expect. I may swear from time to time, as I just told you. I may also, I will go graphic with the feminine anatomy, with whatever comes up in sharing the story of this journey. I think personally, I know that we are doing this more and I'm so glad. Let's just cut to it. One thing I'm going to encourage you as a woman is know your body. Know your body. This would be for all women. Why we don't know how to talk about our bodies. Sometimes we don't even know how they work. I learned how my body works because of going through fertility treatments, and it is quite miraculous. It is beautiful. It is incredible. I may be one of the few who even didn't succeed with, at this point in my journey, the fertility experience. I loved going through IVF. I was enamored with it. I have had moments on this journey where I just want to become a scientist. I want to become a fertility doctor. Yeah, I have really found joy even through this process, but I won't get sidetracked with sharing that right at this moment. I'm just telling you, I don't fully know, as I've shared with you, where it's all headed, but I'm not going to hold back on anything. I'm going to try not to. There's still the part of me that's concerned about being judged. And I'm just saying that out loud just to let you know. Feel free to judge me. That's not for me to sway one way or another. It's going to happen. I'm just confirming that, oh, right, I've been caring again too much about what other people think. And I'll probably talk a little bit about where I feel that that came from. But certainly, you know, this is a loaded topic, loaded hot button topic. How do I know this? Because whenever I do speak about it, that's when people send me the longest emails. And I also just want to clarify that they've all been so lovely. So I thank you. This isn't me complaining about the long emails at all. It's been incredibly heartwarming and kind, and people have sent me notes of reassurance. And when I was going through Periscope, I remember very specifically, I got a note from an artist friend that was two sentences and it was perfect. I probably saved it somewhere because it would be a really nice note to invite you to share with someone you know going through this journey. One of the Periscopes that I did, I might have to revisit it, or I saved all those, by the way. They are in an archive somewhere. I have not revisited them because it's rather painful where that journey led me. But I did do an entire episode about what not to say to someone going through fertility. And I will do another one of those. What I'm going to ask of you right now is to say, when you want to write me a note, well, first of all, the best way you can help me right now is by leaving a positive 5-star review on the podcast, because that will get this message out to more people. It will also, it's just wonderful to have your work acknowledged in that way. So when you want to send me a note, feel free to just put that right into an iTunes review. Not the long ones. You don't have to do that. Just something that says, yes, here, listen to this. I know that this podcast isn't a fertility podcast, and I will also tell you that it's very likely, depending upon how these episodes are received, that I will then create a separate podcast to house all of them. But as I've shared before, it's a lot of work to have an ongoing podcast every single week. And it just, my listeners are here. A lot of you are women, women artists. I know you've been with me on the journey. So I just want to start here, and then we'll see if we end up creating something else from this where you can send people you may know who just want to hear the fertility side. But if you put reviews in, it will travel faster. So if you feel that this will be helpful for anyone you know going through this journey, I invite you to do that first. Next, I am not asking for anyone's opinion right now about what I should do on my journey. And believe me, if you are thinking of sending me your opinion, I've already heard it. Like I said, I've been on this journey for 20 years, and when I have kept it pretty personal, but when I have opened up to people, even people I trust immensely, sometimes the things that have come out of their mouth have really shocked me. And I know it's because they just don't understand what this journey is like. But you know if you're on it, we just have a shorthand. And that goes for many things in life, right? There are many things I don't understand. I'm thankful I don't. If you don't get it, be thankful. This hasn't been one of your challenges. And so let me just clarify that again. I'm not asking for anyone's opinion. If I do ask for your opinion or your guidance, I will ask you that in an episode and say, let me know what you think. If you feel the desire to share your story with me, I would be honored. I take that very much to heart, and I know how personal this gets. And we may evolve this into me bringing on some guests to talk about this further. I think it could be really powerful, and I've talked to some people about that. Because I did pitch this as a book idea. I started to write it as a book as I was going through a certain part of the journey. And the truth is, and this makes perfect sense, nobody really wants a book of this. It feels painful. But I know I've watched some great documentaries. I heard recently that Amy Schumer did a recording leading up to her last Netflix special where she was pregnant. And I'm sure when they planned it, they didn't know she would be pregnant, but she's going to be sharing that journey. I will compile some of the documentaries I've found that I really like. So going through it, I'll watch a documentary. I also don't really feel like reading a book. Maybe it's because I tend to like audiovisual experience learning anyway. But I think just seeing a book around you is this constant reminder, whereas you can kind of get into the documentary, you could get into this podcast episode, feel everything you need to feel, and jump out, and then you're done. Do you know what I mean? So I thought about it as a book, and it does feel like, I know one of my members in the Expansive Artist sent me a beautiful note and said that she had been through this and had also thought about writing a book and compiling different stories. So I just want to say to you, let's be open as to where this might lead. And if you feel like by listening to me, if sharing a part of your journey would be helpful for someone and you would like to come on as a guest, I invite you to extend that. I invite you to message me about it. Let me know what you're thinking, because this is bigger than me. As I've shared, this is my personal story, yes, but the intention, I cannot emphasize this enough, is for you. The intention is for you. Because the last part that I want to say about this in a rather long introduction, but I think it's important for this topic, this isn't the story I wanted to be connected to me. I didn't want to be, oh, right, Marisa, the artist. Yeah, the one who's been on a incredibly long fertility journey. I don't want that to be my story. And then I started to ask myself, well, why not? What is the shame around it? What is it that makes me want to not talk to you about it? What's the worst that can happen? Well, that I live a beautiful life I'm already living, without a family in the way I envisioned. That's kind of the worst. It's not so bad. And if what I can share with you can help you, then wonderful. And if you get to come on this part of the journey with me and you see this through, then that's going to be really fun for us, right? Because I'll take you with me. So let me also say, I am still on this journey. I do still have this dream and this vision for my life. As my longtime OB said to me, well, the truth is, if you haven't given up now, you really want this. And I recently came across a beautiful saying, and that is, if it's your desire, it is meant for you. I think what can happen a lot is that we think, oh, maybe this isn't meant for me because it's hard. No, I believe it is meant for you. And believe me, I've also talked to very dear friends who've made the choice. Many women make the choice today not to have children. And we've gone deep on those conversations because I've jokingly said, can you just rub that off on me? It would save me a lot of this pain that I sometimes experience on this journey. And we laugh, and I know they can't because it's meant for me. It's meant for me. So I will find my way through this part of the journey. And maybe there's a reason I don't even understand as to why I'm sharing it now. But it's taken me, after that Periscope that's already been 5 years, it's taken me a while to come here and share this with you now. And the other important piece that I'm just going to tell you right at the top in my checklist is, it's not the first day of my cycle. So I call the period my cycle. I like referring to it as a cycle because it is. It's a cycle of roughly, 28 to 30 days, give or take. And there are some really wonderful women authors. Kate Northrup is one of them. I have not read her book yet, but a lot of women have been bringing a woman's cycle into business and productivity and parenting. And just, there is a very interesting flow, pun intended, to the way our bodies move throughout 30 days, similar to the way the moon, the planets move together it's almost the same, right? I'm not an astrologer, but it's oftentimes our cycles will line up with the moon. There are all kinds of things that happen in this space. And so to me, the short version is I just call it my cycle. So if I'm on the first day of my cycle, I typically will not record a podcast for you. I also don't always feel my best physically. I feel more tired, but I will say that living with this every 30 days, that deserves probably its own episode. But imagine going for your dream every 30 days and failing. It's kind of gets exhausting after a while. So just want to give you that little bit of perspective. This isn't something that you just put on the back burner. You're living with it in your body. When you are having a cycle, you're living with it in your body every single day. So I will come back to that concept in a moment. And you might be saying, well, Marisa, how old are you? You think that you can still get pregnant? Yeah, I do. And we'll come back to what's even happened not so long ago. So I won't be sharing any of this with you on that first day of my cycle. And I will be doing my best to show up from the best place I can be and share as graciously as I can this part of the journey. And truthfully, as I was saying that word of failing, that is also what it feels like. It feels like you're failing. And again, you're failing at something your body was born to do. So it's not that you're not, you know, setting an intention or taking action or doing what you can, which in the beginning is very fun. It is very fun. It's very nice. When you start moving into fertility treatments, totally different ballgame. But this is supposed to be born out of having sex and having fun with your partner and, you know, in a heterosexual partnership. I want to be very mindful of partners out there who are experiencing this in a different level, and forgive me in advance if I mistakenly put my foot in my mouth. I'm going to be speaking to this from a heterosexual perspective. And then once we move into fertility, it's all game. It's a whole other experience. But it's supposed to be fun and free and just happen, right?
Right.
And when you start to quote unquote fail through that process, it's really awkward and really, it starts to do things to your psyche. So again, I'll probably touch upon that in another episode. Which brings me to my last part of my intro. Is this whole episode the intro? It might be. It might be. We'll see where we are as soon as I finish this thought. Obviously, I am not going through this alone. I do have a partner. His name is Sean. I also went through this when I was married to Art. And I want to clarify that this is my version of the story. This is my side of the story, and I want to be very thoughtful and conscientious of not really sharing their side of the story. And or Sean may be willing to come on and talk on a podcast, especially if you think that it may be helpful for your partner, which I really think it could be, because I have to emphasize, you're not in it alone. It's, you know, I know that in the case of my experience, a man is not going through nearly as much as a woman in this scenario. I know some men have. Again, I'm just going to speak to my experience. And at the same time, though, a man really wants nothing more than to fix things for his partner, for the woman in the relationship. And it's really, I can only imagine, and mostly men and men of Sean's generation, you weren't encouraged to feel or openly express emotion or, you know, I know a lot of that is changing today and I am so glad that it is. But you may be suppressing a lot and just, I don't even always know how Sean may fully be feeling. And a lot of times men are just hesitant to become a parent to begin with. And I know he definitely feels that way. He does not have a similar desire that I do. He's fine with life going in either direction, whereas my desire still remains. And so I'm going to see that through. But that's also a part of the story that is his part of the story. So I can assume that maybe he's not taking it as hard, but I also know that it is hard for him. I think it's the hardest for someone whose body isn't going through it, who maybe doesn't in the beginning share the same intensity around the desire, the same passion around the desire, I think what's hard for them is to see you suffer. And they do, and there's nothing they can do. And then how do they feel if they are also part of the fertility equation? Then it can feel very painful for a man as well. I use that word shame. I think people just feel a lot of shame around this. And I mean, why? Why? That's a really good question, I think. Because, I don't know, somewhere it was decided that you're not maybe fully a human unless you've birthed a child or had children. I don't know. We still have a lot of double standards around that, that the perfect family looks like a man and a woman and a 2.3 or 2.5 kids and a dog and a house. And you know what I mean? I'm so glad it's not what it looks like at all. At least it's changing. But that stereotype and that idea of who we are supposed to be is still there. And so it does a lot on our psyche. I mean, for the longest time, women wouldn't talk about this at all. You would just sort of see women not have children pre-birth control. I mean, what did those women experience? Nobody would talk about it. A lot of women go through a number of miscarriages on the way to having their family, or miscarriages in between, or stillbirths, or I mean, there are so many stories that you have no idea. That is the one thing I'll say about going through this experience. If you do choose to open up to people, you will hear their story, and it's quite phenomenal. How many of you, even when you're celebrating Mother's Day right now as a mom, which I do wish you a very happy Mother's Day as well, that you, I mean, I wish you a happy Mother's Day, not as well, but you know, I said this particular episode is dedicated to the women who have been going through this struggle, this challenge, but you've been through a lot also, and I honor you. Recently, I was listening to Amy Schumer talk with Howard Stern. I love his interviews. I've said it many times. And they always have really interesting conversations. And she's very open. And she talked about how she's also been through IVF. I think maybe she's considering it for a follow-up pregnancy. Which IVF, by the way, is the same as freezing your eggs, the first part. It's essentially IVF. And I want to talk to you about that. So if you have younger women that you know in your life who are thinking about freezing their eggs, I want to have an honest conversation about that as well. So I think Amy went through that process and she said, women who've been through this even multiple times, of which I fall in that category, are warriors. And it almost, I mean, it brought tears to my eyes right away for that same reason of somebody sees me, somebody understands what this has been like. And we are, goodness. And I know I really still want to have the experience of giving birth, but I've had other experiences that are remotely similar that I will talk about in the specifics to the fertility journey. And I just, we are warriors, ladies. We really are. And so on this moment, it's not all girl power. I love my men so much, and I'm thinking of you right now too, if you're listening to this episode. But for just a moment, we are warriors physically, and our bodies are amazing. So where do I want to go with the rest of this now that we're 45 minutes in? So to close up on Sean, I'm not going to be sharing his side of the story. A little bit. If I do, I will ask his permission ahead of time. So again, this is me telling my story. I want to be gracious. I have a certain intention. I want to be respectful of all parties involved. And I'm going to try to tell this story as honestly as possible. So my original intent with this episode was to give you a little bit of the history. And I think what I'll do, because I'm wanting to take my time with this, really, there is no right or wrong for how I want to do this. This is you know, my opportunity to share. Like I said, it feels challenging. I'm stepping way out of my comfort zone to do this. And so I want to give myself some grace around this as well. And I don't want to try to tell you 20 years in one episode. That's not the point. So I do want to split it up. So let me just begin by giving you the history in bite-sized chunks, and then I know I'll be adding more detail to each of those stories. So let me just take you to phase one, the starting point. I will close this episode with a very starting point of when I discovered that being able to have a baby on my own was becoming challenging. So I started this journey when I was 26. I shared with you that I was married, and we got married early. I was married at 22, and it was a good timing for us. I had a job I loved. I had all the pieces of the puzzle in place. We had a beautiful house. I was happy in my marriage. I'm really thankful for that relationship. I won't go into all of that right now, but I'm really fortunate in that, you know, I cared very much for Art, and it was a really beautiful early adulthood part of my life. So we decided, well, yeah, let's try for a family. And I went on the pill right away, maybe even before I was sexually active. So I had already been on the pill for a number of years. And what you do is you take yourself off of them. And that is how you start. But I knew nothing about my cycle. You know, and when you're on the pill, the way that it works, if you don't understand, is it suppresses, it makes your body think that it's pregnant all the time. I think that's my understanding of it. So it suppresses you from ovulating. And yeah, you, now that I know what those hormones are, oh, holy hell. No wonder. It's kind of a mess. I will say that through this journey, oh, I must also preface this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving any advice. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just going to give my recommendations and my opinions. Again, this is my story. Please, please, please always check in with you, your intuition, your medical support. That's where you want to turn. All right. So again, this is just my story. There is no right or wrong to any of this, but I'm going to allow myself to speak freely about my opinions. And I think that hormonal birth control is kind of fucked up. And I would say that maybe on some level, I think a lot of women are experiencing fertility issues. And I wonder sometimes if it isn't directly related to all of the hormones that go into our bodies. And what we're going to discover through this story is that nothing makes any sense here. It's bigger than science. It's bigger than whether you ate the right thing or had a glass of wine or you did IVF or you took the pill or didn't take the pill. It's bigger than that. That's why no one can tell you this is how the journey unfolds for you. You just have to be on it and be open to being on it and do your best to gently be gentle with yourself if you are on it. So I have opinions about the pill. And I went off of it, and I never had any bad periods. I never had any massive cramping. And the pill also, a lot of times we take it as women to help with endometriosis and cramping and all kinds of things related to our menstrual cycle. So for me, it was pretty easy breezy. I went off of it. But I specifically remember having a very bad period, so much so that I think I threw up. Like, it was really painful. It was so out of the ordinary, so not normal for me. And because I wasn't tracking my cycle or had any idea about what I was doing with my body. I didn't know when you ovulate. I just knew that your period comes in about every 30 days. I didn't know, as many of us don't know. So I also encourage you, my moms out there, please talk to your daughters about their bodies. Please talk to your daughters about their bodies. And if you have any requests and you would like me to share what I've learned about the body, I know it's coming through in this story that I'll be telling you over several episodes. But if you'd like me to create something just to explain it, I would be happy to. So I had no idea. I have this really painful period and I don't think anything of it. But I am 26, right? This isn't really an egg scenario. And nothing's happening. Fast forward a year. That's sort of what everybody tells you. Well, if you don't get pregnant in a year, then you want to start doing some testing. I'm also mixed on that. Because what's happened is we've created a culture of people panicking in their late 20s, in their early 30s, panicking because things aren't happening right away. And for all of you who have, we're just going to call it success. I don't think it's the right word for this, but that's what we got right now. All of you who have succeeded, meaning you got pregnant on this journey, then you know, I mean, back in the day when people weren't on a pill, sometimes a child, there were years in between children, like 7 or 8 years. And we don't know, many times women were having miscarriages through that time. But I also believe that babies, children, your child comes into your life when the timing is right. And I think even if you feel like maybe it's not the right timing and you're scared out of your mind, I think they come when the timing is right for them. And to put this pressure on young women to start panicking, I have to just be a little bit of a whistleblower and say that our fertility industry, there's a lot of money in that industry. There's a lot of money in the pharmaceuticals around it. I'm just going to go on record and say it might be a little bit self-imposed. I don't know if that's the word I want to say, but people make a lot of money from women starting to panic about this. And I just want to encourage you, if you're in that early year or two, please don't panic. Please don't panic. Don't let anyone start to convince you that something is wrong with you and that you need to be doing something right away. I didn't say this at the beginning, but I will say this multiple times throughout. I need you to follow your intuition here. I need you to tune into your heart, you and your partner, if you are on this journey together. I know some people are on this journey as a single. I need you to tap into your intuition. You're going to need it more than you know. There's going to be a lot of voices in your head telling you what you are doing wrong, what you should be doing, why aren't you? I mean, I had very dear friends tell me, why don't you just go get IVF when it didn't work for 1 year? And I thought, I'm 27. I don't feel like going through that process. I don't even know if I have the budget for that right now. And I had to go on a journey, and as you will hear, all of it, that has also taught me a lot about myself and taught me a lot about the foods I eat and just my body in general. And so a lot of well-meaning people are just going to start telling you things, and I'm going to encourage you to listen to yourself, which is difficult to do when you're feeling a lot of fear and maybe panic is creeping in there. So that's why I'm trying to remind you, just take a deep breath. You do have time when you're younger, and you'll know when it's time to pursue something. But don't just let that 1 year marker be your guide and have you assuming that that's it for you. Now you have to do fertility treatments, and no, it's not. Okay? So there's that. So I started then going to the doctor, and nobody could find anything wrong. Nothing was wrong with Art. He was fine on his side, and they couldn't find anything wrong with me. There are also a lot of stages to the different tests that you take. And rightfully so, I do respect this in the industry. You step in a little bit at a time. There's no need to go through a whole panel of tests. And some of it is a discovery where you're figuring it out as you go based upon the results that you get. So nobody could find anything. So we just thought, well, it is what it is. And before I wanted to do any fertility treatments, I really wanted to pursue as much alternative or just mindful sort of healthful choices instead. And so that began the journey. I was living in Boulder, Colorado at the time. That began the journey of just coming to understand more about my body and opening up to close friends about what I was going through. And it also started the journey for me. I mean, I guess on some level, and I've had pauses in between, but this has been a really, as I share it with you, this has been a really big part of my life thus far. I wonder even what it would be like to live this life not thinking about this journey. So maybe even by me sharing it with you, I will have this opportunity to let some of that go off of my shoulders, knowing that it won't be forgotten. It is being captured in this recording, and I don't maybe have to think about this part anymore. I think because I've wanted to share it with you that I have been holding on to some of those past experiences. And at the time that I was going through this, I had a couple of really dear friends who are going through it too. They were 10 and 12 years older than me, and I watched them go through it. They both have gone on to become moms, which is really wonderful. And one, while I was her friend, I helped be with her and her twins early on, and she went through IVF to get those twins. Oh, and then, you know, she had her third baby all on her own right after that. As sometimes happens, it sure does. And anyway, they were really close friends of mine, and so I also started to see from the outside the pain they were going through. And I really want to clarify, and the uncertainty and the stress of waiting for the tests, and it's intense. I invite you to power this episode off, to not tune into this if any part of this disrupts your peace. I just have to tell you, because on one hand, I like to know a lot about things. On the other hand, I'm very selective about what I receive in terms of information on any topic. That's why I'm saying, think about what you want to write to me. Think if it's going to help me or if it's just you needing to express something to me. Because when you do open up about this, again, the opinions that come your way unsolicited, they're not always welcome. And I really, really don't want this series, if you are going through this, to bring you down, cause fear, cause panic. I will do my very best. You're never going to hear me say anything other than I need you to follow your intuition on this. And again, this is my story, my experience. That's all. That's all it is. This isn't my guidance. When I do have specific guidance, I will say that. That will be our deal. And I will say, this is something that you will want to look into possibly. I'll still put possibly, but I will give you that specific because I don't want to be a hypocrite and go back on what I just have asked you to kindly be aware of when you reach out to me. So, and I thank you in advance for your kindness and thinking of me and all the support I have received. I don't want to neglect that because I definitely could not have made it through many of these instances without some very, very dear friends. So I had my two dear friends in Boulder who were going through this journey, and it did start to scare me a little bit. But I felt like I had time, and I did. And so I didn't rush into anything. And for now, that is where we're going to leave the first part of the story, because I see that we're at 101 hours in, and that's good for today. So there's my whole intro to why I want to share this story. The first part of it where I noticed something was off, but from that point forward, couldn't find any solutions or anything wrong, and was just left in the dark, basically, as to what might be happening. But it was an earlier time in my life, and I didn't feel a ton of pressure, and I knew that I had time. So it wasn't weighing me down a ton, although let's be fair, my own memory could be softening that already. I definitely felt the pain of it, but because I felt like I had time on my side, and I wasn't ultimately that sure that I wanted to be a mom that young anyway, and I was also discouraged. Oh, that happens too. Gosh, why does everyone have an opinion about how old you're supposed to be when you get married, fall in love, have a baby? Just, guys, we're all on our own journey. There is no right or wrong, okay? Unless someone is specifically asking you for your opinion, don't offer it to them. It's just my public service announcement. With matters of the heart, with matters of the body, with matters of family, it's not your business. It's not your business. I know right now I am making this part of your business, but I'm also clarifying how I am making it your business. So I just have to make that point. I will potentially also go on short rants through this process because I just think the world could use a little understanding from inside this experience as to the insensitivity that we have for maybe just humans going through things in general, but because I can speak specifically to this, this is a big one. I think it's a big one. I just think it is. So, on that note, I thank you for listening if you have listened this far. I'm incredibly appreciative of technology and the opportunity to share this with you. I do not take this lightly. You know this about me. If you are just meeting me for the first time, hello, and listening to me for the first time, welcome. Maybe someone has referred this episode to you and you will get to know me through this process for sure. But I really just want more than anything to bring some comfort to you and to remind you that you will find joy. Again, if you're not feeling it right now, that the wish that you hope for, you can also find joy without it. That life is good. I know it's sort of awkward. It goes without saying. Someone may be listening to this in the future, but we are in a pandemic right now. I think that's also part of the reason. It is Mother's Day, and I thought I want to launch this on Mother's Day, but it is awkward to be going through this pandemic. I know I had certain health treatments postponed through this process, and maybe you are also, maybe your fertility treatments got postponed. I want to let you know I'm thinking of you more than anything. And let me, because I chose to release this on Mother's Day, and this is not to detract from all the wonderful moms out there. And oh, by the way, I should also say, yes, I have fur babies, but I am, and I say this respectfully, if you feel differently, I honor that, but they're not my babies. They are animals that live in my home. And I love them dearly. And I adore them. They help me through so much. I can't even begin to express it to you. And yes, they are dependent on me, but they are not children. I do not relate animals as children. I just don't. So if you're thinking about, but you're a fur mom, I'm okay, whatever. I'm a fur mom, but they're not my babies. Okay. They are my animal babies. There's a difference. They're not human babies. So on Mother's Day, I was starting to say, I don't, you know, I'm being really cautious, can you tell, to try to cover all the objections. This isn't about not honoring the moms, right? So let's just put that aside. We love our moms. We honor our moms. Sometimes moms can be challenging. That there is that too, and that's a whole other conversation. Parenting, yeah. Okay, now I'm going down too many rabbit holes. Let me just say that Mother's Day can be super painful, obviously, for women going through this. And I think I mistakenly might have chosen one of my IVF cycles to happen near Mother's Day. And I don't know if I started my period or found out I wasn't pregnant on Mother's Day, but I've definitely, it's happened more than once where that disappointment has landed right smack on Mother's Day. So we can't, you know, this is just life, right? If you're single, you can't hide your head away from all the pictures of happy couples. And you can't hide from all the pictures of happy families. And you're never wanting to take away the joy that someone may experience through those moments ever. This is not me trying to throw a bucket of ice water on it. It's just acknowledging that this day can feel really shitty and painful and hurtful. And it is a commercial day. It gets a bit heavy-handed and sometimes it just feels bad. So you have the right to not want to participate, to not look at any photos, to feel whatever you want to feel about this day without feeling like I just stumbled over, in so many words, feeling like it's not wanting to honor the moms. You can still feel like it sucks and you can still want to hide under the covers. And I invite you to just do that and honor those feelings again without it being a reflection of who you are as a human being and that you would wish any non-celebratory days for the beautiful moms out there. I know. I'm just telling you, it's okay. And if you are celebrating Mother's Day and you have friends going through this, just know that it's kind of painful for them. And it's not your job to fix. You can't fix it. Just have some awareness. Just have a little sensitivity. Maybe someone in your family is going through it. Maybe your sister, your daughter. Just have some sensitivity, some awareness to that. That is it. That is what I have for you today. I hope that this episode is helpful in some way. Again, I thank you for listening. And I am now going to enjoy the rest of my Saturday. I did wait right up until the last minute to release this episode because I've been stalling, but I did it. So I will take a moment and just celebrate that I got over the first hurdle. And I do invite you to message me and let me know if this is helpful for you. That will be helpful for me. Because if it isn't, there's no need for me to open up about my personal journey or opinions related to such a hot topic. But if it did help you feel a little less alone or just feel like, yeah, someone gets how I'm feeling, then even if you've already been through this and are on the other side, then I am really glad. And so until next time, I wish you a beautiful Mother's Day. I wish you a beautiful Sunday. And I'll talk to you again soon. Oh, I was deciding that I'm not sure if the follow-up to this episode will be another follow-up on fertility or if I will space these out. So I just thank you in advance for giving me some grace as I decide how to move through this time on the podcast with these episodes. All right, friends, until next time. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. And I thank you so much for your kind, positive 5-star reviews. They mean the world to me. They help me to show up every week and record an episode for you. They inspire me, and it also helps episodes like this especially to reach more people. So I thank you very much. Have a beautiful creative week, and thank you for listening.